on a Wednesday morning from the studios of Grand Forks Best Source. It's time now for your Berkshire Hathaway bi-weekly podcast. Hey, she's standing by in the studio. We're talking about realty expert Caitlin Soley, and we're going to be talking with Caitlin right after this.
Real estate can feel a lot like this, but you should expect more when you're buying or selling a home. You should feel taken care of by someone who can turn jitters into awe. Someone with the tools and knowledge to help you find the one or sell yours.
We'll take it.
Someone who can make real estate feel less like that and more like this. That's Home Services. Berkshire Hathaway Home Services.
And she is in the studio, the one, the only, Caitlin Soley. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
Good. The tan is still there.
A little bit, surprisingly.
Yeah. Not fading yet. Well, nope. At least it's not 30 below.
Exactly.
So, how have you been?
I've been good. Weather's been nice this week.
Oh, beautiful.
Very nice. My house is under construction right now. We're getting our main floor bathroom remodeled.
Oh, yeah.
So that's been a fun project.
Yep. I've been working on my upstairs bathroom. A year ago, October, we started. I'm going to finally finish the project today.
Okay, that's exciting.
Well, one of my hired guys blew his back out, and then he got hurt, and then
so
it just kept drugging, and then the door I had to special order, they sent me the wrong one, and then it took me 3 months. Anyway, bathrooms suck.
I know. That's the thing, is it's one of those things where it's easier to hire out and have a contractor do it. Otherwise, you're making like 40 trips to Lowe's and Menards to find the right stuff, and something always goes wrong.
Yep. You know, every once in a while you walk in, you say, here's what we're going to talk about today. Today you said we are going to talk about 8 real estate misconceptions. Are there that many?
There is more. I wanted to limit it to 8 today, though, because these are the 8 that I think are like the most common that you see or hear about.
The biggies?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So the first one, we hear a lot that the market always goes up, or we see that in real estate. So this can be a misconception, though, because I always have grown up hearing or saying that real estate is only worth what someone is willing to pay for it. And a lot of times people will think like, oh, I'll buy a house, wait a couple years, and then I'll sell it and make a huge profit off of it. But that's where a real estate expert really does come into play, because we can help you make that good decision when you're going to buy a house. Because whether it's a location or the house itself, that might not be a very good condition house, you might not make a super big profit off of it, depending on those
factors. I mean, it might be a cool looking house, but there's so many other variables that take effect, you know, that go in with that, like neighborhood, schools, infrastructure, all that kind of stuff.
Exactly. And that's why some people will reach out to us, you know, a couple years after buying their house, and they'll ask like, how much is my home worth, what could it sell for today? And most of the time, usually the profit of it goes up compared to what they bought it for. But every once in a while, it doesn't go up very much. And you have to kind of have that conversation of, do you want to sell it? Do you want to rent it out? Or should you keep living in it, make a couple improvements to it, and see if it'll go up even more?
Okay.
So, that's the first one. The second one we hear a lot is renting is just throwing money away. And a lot of times you'll see this with realtors, you know, trying to push someone to buy a house and move in. But ultimately, for, you know, first time home buyers and newbies who are still renting in an apartment, that can be very overwhelming. And you might feel like, you know, all your friends are buying houses, I want to buy a house, but it might not be the right decision for you if you don't plan on living in the area very long. If you don't have, you know, a lump sum of money saved up for maintenance repairs and down payments and all of that stuff. So renting for you might make sense, and it's not necessarily throwing money away.
I mean, maybe you're single, you plan on being single forever, maybe you're retired, you don't like mowing, you don't like pushing snow, you don't like any of that kind of stuff. These new apartments nowadays, they've got gyms and pools and hot tubs and all of that kind of stuff. So maybe, I mean, yeah, maybe you destined to live in an apartment your whole life.
Exactly. Yeah. And you know, you kind of have to just change your mindset or stop listening. Like, it's not throwing money away. If you can afford a house and you're going to be in the area for a really long time and you know that, it might make more sense to buy a house and start building equity in it. But if, you know, if that's not your life circumstance or, you know, whatnot, you're not technically throwing money away. It might just be right for you.
Better than living in your car.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. The third one is, we talk about this one a lot, but we see it still all the time, is that you need 20% for a down payment for, you know, new buyers who are wanting to become a homeowner, this can be very scary. You know, especially with the economy and how expensive everything is, you might think there's absolutely no way I'm going to be able to save up 20%. However, that's not true. There's, you know, if you're a veteran, VA loans are 0% down, FHA 3.5%, conventional 3%. Really the only reason that you see that 20% down is because if you do pay 20% down, you get rid of your private mortgage insurance.
Sure. Yep.
So, you know, people might say it's smart to put 20% down if you have it, but you do not need that in order to buy a house. The fourth one is renovations always increase your home. This one is also a misconception because there are some renovations that are not going to increase the value of your home. And, you know, that's when we always say kind of reach out to a real estate professional as well. If you're thinking about making improvements to your house, have a realtor come over. It's free of charge. You don't have to pay to have a realtor come over and have conversations.
Pick their brain a little bit.
Pick their brain a little bit and ask, you know, walk through my house, write a list of things that I should focus on more that is going to improve the value of my house. Versus, you know, things that will look good cosmetically, but not really increase the value of your home.
Okay.
Okay. So that's that one. The fifth one is you can't buy a home with bad credit. This one is also a misconception because, you know, even though a higher credit score is going to allow you to have a better interest rate, if you do have a lower credit score, you still can purchase a house. Lenders are just going to look at other stuff besides that. They're going to look at your debt to income ratio. They have a whole shebang of a list that they have to look at. If you do have a bad credit score, they can help, you know, give you some tips on how to improve that credit score. But it's not saying that, oh, you have a bad credit score, you are not going to qualify to buy a house. You can still get around that and purchase a house.
And I don't know, I think I've told you this story before. My credit at one time wasn't the greatest. When I bought my house almost 18 years ago, I could not get a loan for a new pickup, but I got a mortgage. So it can be done.
It can be done.
Yeah.
Yep. We always just say, you know, start with having those conversations with lenders. Don't be afraid to just try.
Yeah. So. Yeah. You're never going to find out unless you talk.
Exactly. The sixth misconception is all real estate agents are the same. We hear this a lot, like, oh, they're all the same. They all do the same stuff. However, that's not true. There are realtors who focus on a certain like niche in real estate, whether that's residential or just commercial or even farmland. And there's some agents who do a little bit of everything. I know like I've done a little bit of everything too. So I don't focus on just one thing. But there's also realtors who you might work really well with personality-wise or, you know, that kind of stuff. And there's some agents who you might not get along with very well. So we always say try to talk to at least two or three different realtors when you're getting ready to either buy a home or sell a home and just see which one that you mix well with and match well with. So all real estate agents are not the same.
No. I mean, we have real estate agents and we have real estate experts.
Exactly. Yeah. Yep. Some are full-time, some are part-time. Exactly. Okay. The seventh one that we have here is the best time to buy is now. You hear that all the time. Yeah. You see it all the time. However, market conditions can vary. There isn't a one size fits all for when is the best time to buy. It really depends on someone's lifestyle and their circumstance.
Sure.
You might be coming to town, relocating for a job. The market might be slower or super, super busy, but that's the right time for you. You might be a first time home buyer and you have your money saved up and you don't care about what the market is or interest rates or anything like that. You're ready to buy. That's the best time for you.
Yeah.
And if it's not the right time, then it's not the right time for you. So it really depends person to person on when it's the best time. The one thing that's going to help out with that is just getting in contact with a realtor, an expert, to help you get through whatever market condition it is, whether it's a buyer's market or seller's market, anything like that. So, you know, we always see right now is the best time to buy. And we see that during a buyer's market. You see that during a seller's market. But ultimately, it's really just going to come down to, are you ready to buy a home or are you ready to sell your house?
It's always the best time in spring, summer, fall, and winter.
It's always the best time.
Yep.
Exactly. Okay. And the eighth misconception I have is selling a home as is means no responsibility. So if you are looking for a home and you see that it's as is, that basically typically means that, you know, the condition of the home, the seller is not willing to fix any repairs right. on it. It's most likely a fixer-upper. However, for the seller's sake, this does not mean that they don't have any responsibility when mm-hmm. selling their mm-hmm. home. They still have to do their due diligence. They still have to, you know, give you all of the information, be truthful about everything. But for the buyer, just know that this means that what you're getting into is most likely a fixer-upper, and you're going to have to take care of everything yourself.
Now, the as-is, are those, do they still have to be inspected, or is that a way to get around that? Because, you know, as long as it's been inspected and somebody says, well, when they say as-is, this needs to be fixed, that needs to be fixed, some people are able to do that on their own without having to call in a contractor or anything, but do they still have to, you know, have somebody look at them and all that stuff?
So it's kind of up to the buyer and if they prefer to do a home inspection okay. or not. And depending on the financing, if it's, you know, a super big fixer upper, typically conventional is going to be the way to go, or a cash offer. Because with FHA and VA, the appraisal also has to have an inspection done and pass that. But for the seller's sake, if you're listing it as is, they pretty much know, you know, this isn't going to pass FHA or VA, and I'm not willing to put any money into it to fix it. Mm-hmm. So that's typically why they will list it as is, just so that they attract buyers who have conventional or cash offers.
So something like that, and this is one thing I've never heard brought up in any of these podcasts, contract for deed. Is that even a thing anymore?
It can be a thing. I don't typically see it very often, but some, that is an option. And sometimes when you're, you know, looking on Zillow, realtor.com, or you have a realtor looking on the MLS for you, if that's something you're interested in, I almost had it happen to me. I had a buyer who was looking for a home and they couldn't get pre-approved for like 6 months out based on like a new job, financing, that kind of stuff. So we inquired with the seller if they would be willing to do contract for deed. And at that time they were, but the buyer kind of changed their mind on where they wanted to live. But so in situations like that, if it doesn't specifically say seller's willing to do a contract for deed, it's something to just ask about if that's what someone's looking to do.
You know, and Caitlin, you mentioned that how many times in this podcast, just ask about it. That's the thing. All of these things, people can think what they want. And like you say, the misconceptions are there. Just because somebody told you something, that doesn't mean it's true. You're not going to find out any of this kind of stuff until you get a hold of a realty expert.
Exactly. And you know, it's starting those conversations. I know, you know, I personally know some really stubborn people who say, this is what I heard, that's what it is. But just try. If it's something you want to do, if you want to buy a home, you're not sure if you're going to qualify, go have those conversations. Get in contact with a lender. Just try.
The worst they can say is, not right now.
Exactly. But then they usually can tell you what to do to get there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How does somebody get a hold of realty expert Caitlin Soley?
My number is 320-267-6692, and you can call or text me anytime, any day.
Now, rumor has it, you're going to be back on Friday, and are we going to be talking about our little four-legged furry creature friends?
Our fur babies.
Yes. All right, I'm looking forward to it. Thank you, and we'll see you in a couple of days. All right, there you go. That's your Berkshire Hathaway bi-weekly podcast, and of course, realty expert Caitlin Soley in the studio with us. We're going to be back again Friday morning, 10 o'clock. We're talking about our furby babies. Good day.